there's a weed that blooms in the autumn that my mother always called pigweed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is really, but it puts out a smell and it's kind of nasty, but I can't think of anything that...
So you don't have, like, poison ivy or anything?
Not.
Okay. You have streams in this area.
Mm-hmm.
What do they have names at all? So what are one or two of them?
I can't think of any. Seagull Springs is out east of town, and it's... and I only know that because it was the big party place when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any names of springs I should be able to, because there are some.
That's just a small sort of stream of water.
Mm-hmm.
You have rivers? You have at least one river, right? What is that?
We have the Conejos and the Rio Grande.
Okay. The Rio Grande isn't so grand around here. It's not very big, is it? It's not a lot of water.
Not a lot of water, although not very many years ago it was flooding.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So, 'cause I remember coming by there last year. And it was
neither of our rivers are very great this year. There's, like I say, the fish are dying off. You can go in and hand pick them out of the river. So it's sad.
Do you have anything besides streams and rivers?
You know, there are, I'm sure, lakes up high. There's Kerr Lake and Blue Lake and Spectacle Lake. But there, you have to go way up.
Do you have any creeks?
I don't know what really classifies a creek.
Uh-huh.
A creek is just, to me, a small river.
Okay. So
maybe a little better than a ditch.
Do you have any that only flow during wet weather? Any creeks or any rivers?
There again, I'm not. Some of our fishermen and things could tell you that better than I could.
That's right. This covers so much.
Okay.
I mean... do you have what is called, do you call things meadows around here?
I do.
What is that?
It would be your wild rushes and your grasses that just grow. It seems they are the very first thing to green up in the spring and the very last thing to die out in the fall.
Are they used for anything, these meadows?
Pasture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a park?
This one. And the one that they're still working on west of town.
So you wouldn't use park like they do up in the mountains to talk about it? Open space.
I always call something like that a campground or a camping area.
Okay. Do you use the term basin for anything?
No.
Again, this is like the mountains. So.
Yeah.
And what about a hole, like Jackson Hole or anything like that?
We have places up in the canyon that once you get to a point you can look down and there are valleys and things, but not what I would.
What canyon?
Conejos Canyon, it'd be like up through Fox Creek.
Okay.
That's just a road that'll take you to a different part of the canyon.
Okay.
But you get to a point, you look down, and there's, you know, it's just a drop.
Yeah.
And it goes back up. So, you know, you might call it a hole, but I just call it a ravine or a whatever.
What's the name of that road that you just mentioned that goes up there?
It'll just be the Fox Creek. You just take that Fox Creek there's a road sign that says Fox Creek, and you just turn, and it's a dirt road, and it takes you clear up in the mountains.
Oh, it's
beautiful up there.
Uh-huh. Isn't it nice? How far away is that from here?
If you go clear up on top, it's quite a ways. You're going to drive, 30 miles plus, 35 miles just to get to the turnoff, and then you've got another, all depends on the road, 20-minute drive up to the top.
Won't be taking that day, I guess.
You got a four-wheel drive?
No. Being in Georgia, I just decided.
It just don't need,
No. But I lived up in Michigan, I lived that time. Do you have anything like a swamp around here that you would call a swamp?
Not really. There are marshy areas, but I know, I always think of a swamp as water standing.
Right.
Not really.
Okay. What about flat-topped hills?
We have a little flat top over in Sandbridge. It's a volcano.